My hunch is that many of you might recognize the document that I am holding in my hand. Even if you're sitting at the back of the church and you can't see the typing, or you're sitting in the front of the church, can't see the typing, perhaps you can guess by the time that you spent with Bob or by its size, maybe you have a hunch of what this is. This is the instrument of surrender signed by the Japanese at the conclusion of World War II. Mr. Mills recognized a gem when he saw it, and when he saw this document now almost 80 years ago, he asked if he could have a copy. And on one of my visits with Mr. Mills, he offered for me to have a copy of my own. And so that's what this document is. Now, as a side note, I have never met a man who took such joy and delight in a photocopier as Mr. Mills. Mr. Mills loved that personal photocopier that Robin had bought for him. It was one of his prized treasures. And the reason it was such a treasure has everything to do with the sort of man that Bob Mills was. Bob was a man who loved to bless people. He loved to give them gifts. He loved to give things away. And so what this photocopier did is it enabled him to make gifts and give them away. And so he loved that photocopier. It was a treasure. And you know, both this instrument of surrender and Mr. Mills's capacity for joy and love and giving gifts bring to mind a wonderful gift that makes today a celebration rather than an occasion for sadness. Because as important as this peace treaty was, and obviously it was incredibly important, but as important as it was, we know that every peace treaty in this life can only bring a temporary peace. But what makes this day a celebration rather than a time of sadness is that God has made a peace treaty with humankind. But God's peace treaty is unlike any other peace treaty that this world has ever known. In fact, God's peace treaty takes every human peace treaty and it turns it on its head. What do I mean? Well, whereas the Japanese had to accept humiliating conditions and had to give up their rights as a payment for their acts of war, God, in order to make peace with his wayward and warring children, even though he was innocent, gave up his only son and wrote his peace treaty in the blood of the cross. Even though we are the guilty ones, God's the one who accepted the humiliation. Even though we are the guilty ones, he is the one who accepted the sacrifice. Even though we are the guilty ones, he is the one who limited himself and came to earth as a man. And all so that we might be at peace. There might be peace between God and us, his wayward children. It would be as if the Allied powers, instead of imposing restrictions on the Japanese, were to have said instead, okay, so that we might have peace with you, we're going to accept these humiliating sanctions on ourselves. Now, what sense would that have made? And yet, that's precisely what God has done for us. Though we rebel against God, though we resist God's ways, though we try to keep God out in little tiny ways each and every day, the wonderful news is that God wants to make peace with us. With you. His heart so yearns to be in a relationship with you that he is willing to accept the humiliating terms of his own instrument of surrender. The terms that we deserved, and he did it so that we might have a way to live in peace with God forever. And what makes this day a day of celebration rather than mourning is that this, the greatest of all peace treaties, is given to us as a free gift. And we have the peace of knowing that this treaty was offered as a gift to Mr. Mills. We don't have to worry if Bob was good enough or kind enough or giving enough. Because the peace treaty, this peace treaty of God, isn't based on the goodness or kindness of Robert, though he was incredibly good and kind and joyful. No, this peace treaty, the peace treaty of God, is based on the goodness and kindness and love of Jesus, who accepted humiliation so that we might receive the free gift of everlasting peace with God. So you see, Mr. Mills' wonderful instinct, that instinct that he had to just give stuff away, to bless people, to bring joy to them, it was just a little foretaste, just a little nibble, just a little hint of the God and Father whose delight it is to give the gift of peace to his children. That's why God sent his son Jesus. He sent him so that his life, death, and resurrection will be a gift to us. And would make it possible for all who put their trust in him. Well, it made possible the most wonderful peace treaty of all time. In the words of Jesus, he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, he sees the wolf coming and he leaves the sheep and he flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. But I," Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. As the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I take my life and I lay it down for my sheep, like Bob Mills, like Mary Mills, like all those who have gone before and have put their trust in Jesus." Beloved, this peace treaty, this great instrument of surrender, which is the occasion for our joy today, it's available to you. You don't have to earn it, nor could you if you even tried. It's a gift. And I pray that you would have the grace to receive it, to receive that peace, to receive that joy, that in time we will be reunited through Jesus Christ with those who have gone before. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for the gift that Bob Mills was to each and every person that he knew. And we thank you that his life is simply a foretaste of your great goodness, your joy, and your desire to give us great gifts. And I pray, Lord, that as our mind goes back to our time with Bob and to the way that his life was changed by this instrument of surrender, I pray that it would lead us to that great peace treaty that you have signed in the blood of your Son, that through him we might in time be reunited with those we love. For we ask this in the precious and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.